All right, last segment of a very long and fun evening at Davin's Den, scamming scammers with the one and only Carolyn Fuchs. Now, as I recall, last week, Pip Helix felt that I was dealing with multiple Carolyns, that I was working with at least two members of the same team, and that they brought in the closer to close me, because it turned out this was not going to be a sexy talk type of relationship. This was all about Forex business. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. I think that the personnel changed and they moved and they said, okay, get back to business, stupid.
Joe admired the work ethic by the sales team. Joe was relating to it as he put himself in their shoes, which was very heartwarming.
Yeah.
So I shifted gears and realized this was not going to be sexy talk. So I needed to, I need to see her. So I'm working on a video chat right now. That's where we left this. And she seemed amenable to it, but I'm working on trying to get a video chat. So I said, the last thing I said was, good, should not be an issue with someone so photogenic. I mean, I could be a gargoyle and that would ruin everything. That was the last thing I said to her. Now she responds, and this is August 24th of 2019. The question is, how do I know you're serious with all that you've said? I've had someone do this just to take my number and start bugging me at odd hours, video chatting me, and he was naked. Bad experience, but something I want to forget. Don't say that, you've got the looks. So she does compliment me at the very end there, but she's afraid I'm going to be like some creep. Now she's been talking to me. I'm going to be a creep.
I know, she's worried about you being Mr. Pants Off, but she's a scammer.
Yeah, exactly, just don't call Flory. But anyway, I said boo, because that's what I call it. I go, boo, I'm a public figure. If I go all stalker on you, I don't work, and thank you. She goes, okay, that being said, what's the next move? I go, and I'll wear a fig leaf. I'm classy that way. See, I'm still being with the comedy. But she is not like the comedy sometimes. She has chastised me for not being serious at times. Remember.
Mm-hmm. What'd she say? Stop being silly?
Yeah, something like that. Or be serious or something.
Yeah.
So I'll say, and I'll wear a fig leaf. I'm classy that way. She goes, you're smart and hilarious. I cannot argue. I cannot argue.
I can.
Well, nobody's asking you, stupid. Why don't you amuse...
two-thirds of the show.
Yeah, why don't you amuse yourself by clapping and watching the lights go on and off? I go, thank you. And I have a fig leaf. Really, the total package. Or as much of a package that a fig leaf can cover. So she gives me laughing emojis. She goes, please stop, my sides ache. I go, that isn't so bad, is it? She goes, no, it's not, dear. Now, again, this is going to be a business relationship. She told me all the protocol while she's expanding her social media, and I'm still being called scammer, dear. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not, dear. You talked about crypto earlier. Any involvement before now? I go, I told you. I am credited by some with saving them thousands of dollars in crypto scam. She goes, I am familiar with it. Blockchain, startup coins, yada, yada. Are you heavily invested in crypto, I ask her? She goes, yeah, it's the future, I tell you. I go. Some do think so.
What is she from the 40s?
I know. I don't know.
It's the future, I tell you.
Maybe, I tell you, see.
I go.
Isn't all this malarkey?
I go. Some do think so. The risk is not really regulated. That is also the attraction. She goes, yeah. Various individuals with their mantra. Do you own bitcoins? I go, what do you mean? She goes, different people with different beliefs. I go, personally, no. I looked into it. I've done well with stocks. I play the long game. I'm trying to let her know that I know some shit about this industry, so she needs to up her game, because we've caught her in lies and bullshit.
Right.
Yes.
I'm demanding.
I have done that before, too, when you're asking her about her views on the market.
As I am wont to do, I am demanding better of my scammer, because I have expectations. I want a better show.
You want to know something? In this case, because she's coming off on a professional angle, yeah, you do expect better of your scammer.
I do. She goes, that's great. Allow me to introduce you to it. Well, I just told her I know about this shit. She's not. I feel unheard.
She's not a good listener.
No, she's not. This does not bode well for our business or love relationship.
Things you like in a scammer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I go, how about you? What coins do you own? I go, LOL, boo, stop trying to sell me. I'm trying to break her down, get her out of this hard sell mode. Because it's not going to work. I have a feeling it's not going to work. But she goes, Bitcoins and other Litecoins. I go, when did you buy your first Bitcoin? She goes, 2010. I go, you got in very early. Smart, attractive, and rich. You may marry me.
Yeah, you may marry me. But wait a minute. She said Bitcoin and what kind of?
Litecoin. It's another cryptocurrency.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. She goes, LOL, boo, stop trying to sell me. So, Joe's confused.
Who said that?
She said that to me after I said you may marry me. After I called her very smart, very early, smart, attractive, and rich. So I buttered her.
Okay, stop trying to sell me. All right, yeah. I got it.
Hang on a second. I think this is the first person again.
It's still the same date. It's still the same conversation.
It is?
Yes.
All right, so I have to formally retract my opinion that this is a different person because she's talking like the other person.
Okay. All right. I go, LOL, but I'll wear my good fig leaf. So she gives me a bunch of laughing emojis. She goes, I go, speechless? She goes, no. I go, pity. It's really quite lovely. Even comes with a fig. She goes, aw, I know, but still a no, dear. Oh, well, God damn it. Doesn't she know these dames fall in love with me within like 3 minutes? What's wrong with this one?
I don't know.
She really doesn't want to go with the romantic angle. She's had to go there, but I don't think she really wants to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes me want it more.
Yeah.
I go, LOL, you're a loss. She goes, why do you want to marry me? I go, it's a joke, boo. After we video chat, you can buy me a ring. So she gives
crypto
me
ring.
So she gives me a bunch of like laughing emojis. She goes, so I'll propose. I go, yes, I'm quite the catch. She gives me more laughing emojis. She goes, that's it. She goes, I really can't stop laughing. I go, well, don't laugh when you propose. That's just rude. I think I might be breaking her down a little bit. What do you think?
I don't think so.
Well,
down her guard a little bit, but she's not. I don't think she's being broken down.
Well, she's not, but she's no longer in hard sell mode. And remember, my job is to keep this going. So I need to get her, because the hard sell is going to lead to a hard no, and that's the end of the bit. So,
but maybe she realizes that.
So she goes, "Would you, Davin, marry me on Instagram?" I go.
Usually go to get married.
What?
Because all the halls are. That's where you go to get married. Because all the halls are closed.
Funny.
Well, this is like the strangely less romantic version of getting married in Vegas.
Yes. I go. Yes, Carolyn. I'd be honored to be your Instagram hubby bae. She goes, okay, what else? I've never been married. I go, well, you'd never met me. Good thing you were expanding your social media. She goes, yeah. One thing, dear. I go, your job has perks. Me! And then I go, and I go, what's that? She goes, I propose you accepted. Are all the roles switching as well? I go, LOL, I don't think you can carry me over the threshold. However, I am a good cook. So... She goes.
What is she meant by all the roles changing?
Well, because she had to propose. Like, is she going to be the man in the relationship?
Okay, all right.
So she's all in. She's all in with the Instagram marriage.
Yes, apparently.
Joe, don't roll your eyes. How dare you? Again, young love is presented in front of you, and because you're a cynical old fuck, you don't recognize it. I've had enough. Thank you, Pip, for embracing love and seeing it for all its virtue and beauty. I appreciate you.
Is that what I did?
Yes, but I will fucking sass you if you don't go along with the program.
Well, I'm not new here. I'm ready.
Pip, don't be a Joe. That's all I can tell you. Don't be a Joe.
Don't be a Joe.
Anyway, she goes. Send me your number. I'll give you a call later.
Now
they've been asking for my number. She goes. I got muscles, big biceps. Well, that's a little fucking disconcerting, sir.
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 I got big biceps.
Do you have a thick beard,
very
too?
Very womanly.
Do you have a thick beard? A little 5 o'clock shadow? What's going on over there with you, feller? I go, please don't hurt me, you brute. Can I oil up your... And then I give her a muscle emoji and swoon at your might. She goes, no, I won't, darling. Yeah, you can. I go, thank you, boo. You are a good Instagram wife. She goes, aw, you're welcome. I go, I'll be faithful to you forever on Instagram. She goes, you really are not being a supportive Instagram husband. That's what she said.
How not?
I go, how so? I said I will oil and swoon. And really, that's all I can offer is oil and swoon in any relationship on any social media platform.
Actually, that sounds like a hell of a date.
She goes, I tried talking to you about what I do and how you can profit, and I also work for your number, but both requests were not answered. Son of a bitch! Son of a bitch!
Back to the cell again!
Dumb twat. Or feller, whatever the case may be. I go, stop selling, all in due time. How do I know you don't have other Instagram hubbies? It's a valid question.
It is.
She goes, so how do I call and confirm who you are? Who you are, she meant. Who you are. I go, well, I'm easy to confirm. I've told you, I'm a public figure. She goes, trust me, I'm 100% professional here. No, you're not. We talked about doggy style. Fucking stop. Stop.
Wait a minute. I talk about that with my financial advisor.
I mean, seriously. Unless you're a prostitute or you're auditioning for a gig in porn, there is nothing professional about doggy style. All right, it says here you like to suck dick. How do you feel about doggy style?
Well, let me tell you something, though. In the light of COVID, my socks have taken a hit where I feel like I'm being done that way.
Really?
Well, Joe, you might have to turn some tricks to get that money back up. And the bear is scratching, only for those who are watching.
So itchy.
Yes. I feel bad for the fleas. Anyway.
What is that, a hickory log you got?
A log.
Yeah, it's a scratcher with little, fake fingers.
Joe recognizes it from his lumberjacking days.
All right.
She goes, trust me, I'm 100% professional here. I don't know why I feel comfortable with you. I don't have other Instagram hubbies. Some might be fronting with your personality. Someone might be fronting with your personality. Somebody's going to make this fake Daffin up? I think not.
No, I don't think so.
I go, hun, there are many videos of me. I think you'd be able to tell. I go, you walked into my life and I was just another day at the office for you. She goes, don't say that. You don't trust me enough to give me your number. You're fucking damn right I don't. I've been down that road.
I saw how my wife felt about that last time.
Yeah, my wife frowns upon your...
Yeah, that 2 o'clock in the morning call.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember?
I do. I just heard the clips.
Whoa.
I go, not like you've given me your number, but I am, was, just work. Sell, sell, sell. She goes,
yeah.
She goes.
I'm sorry. Do you know there's a dynamic here? Video chat versus phone number. Usually it's video chat versus iTunes card. But right now it's video chat versus phone number.
Yeah.
Yes.
What does she want your phone number so badly for? What could somebody do with that? I mean, besides the obvious, call you when it's inconvenient and your wife would murder you. But, I mean, besides that, what...
I don't know.
What's the phone number going to do her?
Maybe.
Because it's easy to do a verbal presentation. If I've got an order that I have a bunch of questions on, sometimes I'll just pick up the phone. I did it twice today to go over the order because it's just easier and it instead of spelling everything out, you're on. Look, line 27, can we make this 300? Line 32, it's 60 in a cart. You know, you instead of just wasting your time, you just make the call just to get a transaction done quicker, and I think that might be what she's looking to do.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that, but she's not the only one to ask for my number. It could be so they can try to put in a search and get more information on me, find out where I am. Could be something like that. Maybe they want to send me a bunch of spam calls and see if they can get me in with something like that, see if I'll fall for it. I don't know.
That's a consideration as well.
But they do ask for it a lot, and as is my MO, if a scammer asks for something, I generally don't comply easily.
I haven't noticed that about you.
No.
Yeah, I haven't noticed it either.
She goes, don't say that. You don't trust me enough to give me your number. I go, not like you've given me your number, but I am. So, was just work. Sell, sell, sell. She goes, I have a meeting with team leaders from my college project soon. I go, I'm just a job. I just happen to be a fun job. She goes, I don't know if I should break the news of another donation from you. What would mean a lot to them? You talked about, or that was that another joke too? Remember, she talked about how she was teaching these young college students the art of Forex. Remember that?
I don't remember, but it's like she's teaching some people how to scam.
No, I don't know. I go, I did. Let's see. I go, I did. Let's see where all this goes. She goes, I go, you do have a charming way of bringing it all back to money. So I called her on the carpet on that.
Nice.
And that's you to her.
That's me to her. She goes, I'll take that as a compliment. As much as I love talking and connecting, I still have a lot to achieve. That constant reminder steers the money in me. I take people for their words. I go, money's
stop
a ter-
right there. Could you stop right there? She said she took that as a compliment. That means that as a compliment, that she knows that this is a sales pitch. Because if you're looking for the, well, you care about his money, I'll take that as a compliment. Because, you know, getting those dollars in, getting that quota in.
I'm sure it'll work out well.
Amazon.
I'm sure she will. I'm sure I will put her over the threshold for the quota, Joe. I feel good about it.
I don't know. I think the numbers are going to be flat this month.
I think she's missing out on her bonus.
I say money is a terrible goal. It is a fortunate reward for good work.
I'm going to tell the bookers that.
Yeah.
So, the on the hey, when you hire stupid, look what he said.
So she goes, personally, I don't break my words, and I'm very logical when making promises or talking, so I don't say what I can't meet up. And then she goes, yeah, I know. I go, well, I mean, you did break your word to me about meeting in Tulsa and Boston.
Wow.
Time to get called on the carpet. Don't tell me you're honest, you twat.
You didn't say that, did you?
We'll see.
Oh, my God.
She goes, these kids need this kind of news to know they are well-meaning individuals who take them to heart. Come on. It would lift their spirit. To be honest, I wasn't serious about Tulsa and Boston. Work takes me around a lot. I'm sorry if it hurt you. I'm a human and prone to mistakes. Oh, so this was all bullshit now. Now, so don't, before I was lying, but now I'm telling the truth, and you should trust me on that.
But that was
a great tactic.
If you're saying you're in one place and you forget, unless you're on tour with a band where you're on the road for months and you don't know where the hell you are half the time, you know, I mean, when she said, oh, I forgot I was in a different city, bullshit. Bullshit.
Right.
Well, I'm sure I let her off the hook. Oh, wait, no, I don't.
No.
I go, I know, you attempted to lure me in under false pretenses. She goes, I apologize for that. That's why I went to neutral ground. I go, that's all well and good, but you don't get to talk about your word just yet. She goes, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. She goes, yeah, I understand you. I fell short of that. I go, the plan was to have a pretty girl talk up lonely guys so they invest. I'm just a bit more interesting, but the goal remains, correct?
Wow. Look at-
I like that. I like that. I'm waiting for the next line.
She goes, that wasn't a plan, but the goal remains, yeah. What?
So that wasn't the plan.
Well, you gotta get up. We thank you for your candor, ma'am.
Yeah.
So I go, what was the plan? She goes, you're extremely interesting. Yeah, I'm designed to be a dumb twat. She goes, you're extremely interesting. I go, LOL, so are you. Thank you. It is why we are still talking. That and my money, of course. Probably more my money.
I hope she's using proper posture when she's shoveling all that horse shit.
No, that was me to her. That was what I said to her. I am telling her I know that she's all about the money. I am telling her straight up, I am onto your ruse, woman.
But then she said, yeah.
She did.
That's what I, you know.
She goes, getting to meet and socialize here is what I do. I just try to talk about what I do. If you indicate interest, I'll take you through the process. I go, there's a reason why a pretty picture is used to talk to men. What I'm trying to do right now, I'm trying to flesh out how this Forex scam works, because I've never dealt with this before. So,
right.
And I've been pretty fortunate in getting her to admit things. She goes, boo, you're getting wrong. Boo, you're getting the wrong image about your wife. Nice for her to go back to that we're husband and wife thing. Well played.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she does a good job with the volley. The only time she falls is when you call her on you talk about the business.
Yeah.
And ask her insight on where the market is or an incident that happened on the market. She's like, she doesn't know what to do.
I go, I want to see the woman behind the glamour shots. If I am, I sincerely apologize. What do you want from me? That's why I ask her, what do you want from me? Let's get this done. Enough with this shit. We have other scammers to deal with. I still got Lacey I got to deal with. I don't need this shit right now. This was August. I think things were starting to pick up with me and Lacey. She goes, anything and everything you wish to offer. The best I can do is to talk to you about anything. I won't force you, boo. I go, what if I just offer Instagram husband? Is that enough? What do you think she says?
Yes.
I think she says yes.
She goes, no problem. I'll still want my Instagram husband to support my Instagram push for friends and investors.
Mm-hmm.
I go, how would I do that? She goes, you can make referrals to me. Tell friends about I do. I go, kind of like a pimp.
Yes.
She goes, you can also be part of it.
Oh, I see. She wants you to be her Jelaine.
Yes, I wish her well. I wish her well.
The damn thing is a pyramid scheme.
Well, she goes, then she gives me a bunch of smiley emojis. She goes, yeah, a Forex pimp. I go, oh, my baby, got that tight Forex. Her Forex is magical.
Oh, my God.
She goes, yeah, yeah. I go, do I get a snazzy Forex pimp hat? She goes, but I'll sure love you to be part of my platform. Sell. You know, give her credit. Give her credit. This is not going well, but she's still fucking hanging on like a pit bull.
Yeah.
Yes, because she still feels there's a chance to make a sale or you to refer. You know, she still sees that there could be potential in this. It's not a romance scam. It's a business scam. It's a Bitcoin scam. So her motives are more in a professional manner. Her motives are more in a professional way, where it's not driven by passion. It's delivered by a business style sales pitch.
This is going to work out well for her. I go, but I'll sure love it. She goes, but I'll sure love you to be part of my platform. Then she goes, you get the full costume. I go, honestly, how does this work with most guys you approach online? She goes, I talk to people here, males and females. Yeah, that's why I have a different picture for the females. Anyway, I go, do they see the pretty face with the good personality and give you their money? Do people give money to someone they met online? How does this work? She goes, I offer them the opportunity. If you're interested, you be a part. If you're not, I won't force. She goes, yeah. I go, how long does it take to get an answer if they are in and out? She goes, that's getting personal. Job info. What are you getting at? I want to know how. She's been talking to me for almost a month. How long does it take them to butter somebody up?
Yeah, and she's,
how long does it take?
She's getting hesitant about telling you.
Yes.
Oh, ancient Chinese secret. I can't tell you.
I go, well, you are my wife. I think we can get a little personal. I mean, shit, you told me you like doggy style. Now that's personal. She goes, my job is different from me. I go, more personal than sex? Or is the sex thing just something to say? She goes, don't make me remember all that. We are on neutral ground. So then she don't want to remember. Don't make me scroll up.
Yeah.
She goes, I guess I'll text you later when I'm back from the meeting. I go, but it is part of knowing who you really are. I don't give money to people I'm unsure of. I think that is fair, don't you? Get a lay of the land. I mean, we were flirty. She goes, I understand you. I just had mood swings. Usual lady way. I go, did you end it with your boyfriend 2 months ago? She goes, yeah, it's all in the past. I go, okay, just trying to figure out what part of your backstory might be true and what is sell, sell, sell. You understand. Trying to figure out if I need you to sign an Instagram prenup. She goes, anything you need, boo, I'm here. I go, LOL, do you know what a prenup is? She goes, I'm not dumb, LOL. I go, that I know. You are very smart. It is why we're still talking, boo. She goes, yeah, yeah, I agree. I go, you agree that you're very smart? She goes, yeah. I go, and modest, too. And she goes, and I'm your boo, your bae. Thank you, dear. I go, you are my boo and my Instagram wife with big muscles.
with big muscles.
And then she gives me a bunch of laughing, smiling emojis. I go, so big and strong and smart and determined. Where should we go on our Instagram honeymoon? She goes, we should visit Instagram Explore. I go, any place in mind? I go, oh, is that a thing? I suck at Instagram. Really, I just started with Instagram. I had no idea. I still don't know.
Yeah, I still don't know.
She goes, that's not a problem, Gio. You'll get the hangs of this. You'll get the hang of this. I go, I hope so. Such a big, wondrous platform. You can be my guide. She goes, just ask me. I'll be glad to help. I go, thank you. I like you, boo. You are fun. She goes, thanks. The feeling is quite mutual. I go, thank you. Where do you live? And I'm not talking, and I'm not going to stalk you, LL. I just noticed you keep different hours than me. She goes, yeah, Manchester, United Kingdom. I go, what do you think of your new prime minister? Trying to figure out, you know, all right, is she really from England? Let's get, because in the past she's not been so much with the current events.
Yeah, right.
She goes, well, we hope for the best. Boris should work on a lot of things. I go, LOL, that is diplomatic. I kind of expected a strong opinion one way or the other. Then again, you do sales, so you never tip your hand. She goes, hoping for the best is the best option. I can see that surprises me. I took you more for a person of action than hope. She goes, I don't know what he has in mind. I go, I'm learning much about my smart, big muscle, determined, hopeful, pretty Instagram wife. She goes, personally, I'm action.
Can I interrupt? Can I say something? With the salespeople, okay, we have every outsized salesperson that I've ever dealt with. They're not detail-oriented. I don't want them to be. Their job is to just be vague and bring the order in. Inside sales or expediting will handle that. With that in mind, he's got the trimmings of an outside salesperson, not very detailed-oriented. Your ones that aren't detail-oriented are your performers. They'll say anything to get the gig, and once the gig gets into the store or the office or whatever, we'll make it work. So if she's being vague and stuff like that, she's a salesperson.
Well, this is going to work out well for her. She goes, I don't know what
he... I don't think it's working out well at all.
No, it's going to work out great. Don't you fucking worry. Don't you worry. She'll get hers. They always do. She goes, I don't know what he has in mind. I go, I'm learning much about my smart, big, muscle, determined, hopeful, pretty Instagram wife. She goes, personally, I'm action. I go, well, I hope it works out for the UK. I have friends there. She goes, yeah, well, Boris seems opinionated and focused. Teresa didn't fall through with the Brexit plan. Didn't fall through with the Brexit plan. So she does know a little bit about England there.
Okay.
I go, focus on Brexit. Well, because it will hurt your country economically. The EU is good at negotiating. I've heard Boris called Bojo. When I hear that, I think Bon Jovi. She goes, LOL, he should do the best. I go, Bon Jovi should do the best. Hashtag living on a prayer.
What was the thing? What was your opinion? And we're not going to debate. I just want to. What was your opinion on the EU? You just read it on going alone.
It wasn't going to work out well for them economically.
Okay, right there, she should have an opinion on that. Either she agrees because if this is your business, she should agree because, or she should disagree because.
Right, but you just said she's best off being vague. So it's best that I don't know if you're saying.
If that's your fit, look, we do political debate. The reason that the show is running so damn late is because of that. I mean, if we could stop, we could have a debate about this whole thing on your opinion and my opinion on it. Obviously, we're not. But still, if we know about it or have our opinions on it, wouldn't you? And you're in the business. I mean, our business is political commentary. Okay, her business is economic. And she should have economic contrary when you put out if the EU is better off or it is not better off. Yeah, I'm sorry, Britain is
under
better
Brexit,
off
yeah.
than in the EU. She should have her thoughts on it. Well, I disagree because blah, 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 blah. So it seems a little odd that somebody's in the know, that somebody's in the banking business, you know, wouldn't at least say something about it. I mean, like I said, I mean, if we wanted the show to go till 3:30 in the morning, I can give you my opinions right here. Due to that fact, so it's interesting that she didn't really have much to say on that.
Good pickup. She says, I'm entering the meeting in 5 minutes. I go, try not to miss me too much. Then she goes, hello, dear. I go, hi, good meeting. She goes, yeah, it was really great. They are really working hard. I go, excellent. She goes, these kids are great. I gave them a hint, but I didn't spill the bean about me fucking making a donation. Good luck with that. I go, glad to know my Insta wife is a good person. Guess you got busy, because there was a long... gap. She goes, yeah, so what are you up to? I go, showering soon. She goes, oh, okay, be sure to scrub those places. That is not something a professional salesperson says, Joe.
No.
See, the professional salesperson, that kind of fails miserably at some times.
Yeah.
She goes,
you know, because you got to remember, she's portraying a professional salesperson. He's a scammer.
No. Bad Joe.
No, she's a professional salesperson, Joe.
Yes, Pip. Yes, she is.
I was out of line.
I'm glad you. I'm glad you recognize.
You lose your fucking shirt. But that's
what.
As you lose your fucking shirt. I was out of line.
I have nothing! I go showering soon. She goes, okay, be sure to scrub those places. I go, LOL, I had no idea you were interested in those places. She goes, LOL, just a reminder from your Instagram hubby. She just called herself my Instagram hubby.
Yes, she did.
I go, from my Instagram hubby? She goes, Instagram wife. I go, I go, are you a dude? I flat out asked.
Are you a dude?
It's worth
that's
a
just what every question? Woman wants to hear. That's the question I long for. Are you a dude?
She goes, I use the word hubby both ways. Any problem? I go, what do you mean, use it both ways? And that is where we will end it for this evening. What do you guys? What do you guys think?
She's getting a little sloppy in the past couple of minutes.
You're downgrading her, Joe? If she was a stock,
Ghost,
she'd be sell?
Yes, Ghost, yes.
Are you a salesperson and you're talking about sex things? Are you a woman and you called yourself a hubby? You're saying that you use that word both ways? What other ways are there to use that? I am confused.
Do you think I'm talking to a dude?
You know, it's like fishing, obviously. It's catfishing, but it's like fishing. But you try to reel it in, and then you let go on the line. You know, I mean, right now she's letting go. There's a period right now where the line is being let go a little bit. When she'll be bringing it in, I think it's when she feels that a lot of this sexy talk or talk like this is time to stop and get back to business. I get a funny feeling when we start this segment next week, I would think about maybe 2 minutes in she's going to get back to the pitch.
Right. I'm a little confused as to who it is that Davin's speaking to now. And I don't know that she's going to get right back into the pitch, but I think that, you know, we have to be careful listening to what it is that she says about who she is.
Yeah, but I think she would get right back into the pitch because now she's kind of in a corner with this stuff. So basically, a regular scammer will go, look, why don't we just forget it and move on? Her tack, because she's coming off in a professional manner, is to get back to the sales pitch. It's her way of saying, let's forget about what we just said.
I think what we get from this one is, she gave me the hard sell, and I interrogated the shit out of her. I learned more.
Yeah.
Expecting that.
What?
Yeah, she wasn't expecting that.
We learned more.
Because she's not used to getting that out of a mark.
Right. We learned more about how this works. Clearly, this is designed to build up a comfort level with pretty faces to get them to invest. Clearly, that's how this whole thing works. And they must be successful on some level because that's the tactic.
Yeah.
Go on.
I'm pretty sure now that this is a dude.
Really?
Yes.
I think you're talking to a guy. Because of her big, beautiful biceps, and called herself a hubby.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
Now I told you,
did you capture a peacock? What do you got there?
It says love is love.
Remember, I told her my favorite position is reverse peacock.
There's a thing in sales that for every 7 calls that you make, if you're coming back with 2 sales, that's a good ratio. Okay. So yeah, Davin, you're saying, well, you know, there are some people that are buying. Yeah, you know, for all the marks that she's got, you know, she'll probably get, you know, maybe out of 8 marks or whatever, she might walk away with 2 sales. you know, that's kind of the standard ratio. So, yeah, if you're being stubborn and, you know, and not buying, well, that's kind of like in that ratio.
All right. Well,
I just think that leading up to this next week, I think that you should be playing Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you. But remember, I've heard a female voice with her. I heard an attractive female voice with her. They left me a message.
Yeah, but it's not like they don't have people that work with them.
No, it's the hot female. That's what I'm talking to. The hot female.
You know what? Right now, you could say that you have your secretary, and your secretary will call about the details of the deal, and she gets on the phone. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, well, he's not real. He's got somebody in female. Well, yeah, because we got somebody on staff as well.
Yeah. Well, that'd be just disappointing.
You're talking to a dude.
Nah. Nah. Not at all. Beautiful woman who's a businesswoman who's helping the kids. You guys are just jaded. It's disappointing, but that's where America is these days. We're just a bunch of jaded, cynical people. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But this is certainly a different one, this Carolyn Fuchs.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. Totally different from other tactics, from other conversations. Yeah, everything.
That's what makes it fun. All right. I want to thank Russ Ferdico. Thank you, Russ, for his continued sponsorship of our show. We couldn't do this without you, Russ. Also, Laugh at Home Comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience, the performer talking directly to you, and, of course, you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at Home Comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business, whether it is one of our comedy club-style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers. Laugh at Home Comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. Well, kids, it was a long show. It was a fun show. It had arguing, which we hadn't had in a while, so that was fun.
Yeah.
a lot was
always
covered.
Always is.
Yeah. So we will move on, and Joe got to trot out his rainbows and unicorns, which he loves to do. That's his favorite go-to, because secretly Joe might be gay. That's really where I take from that.
Oh, yeah, no.
I know. I'm kidding. It's no secret. Anyway, it was fun. Now, Pip, there's an opening. I hope you go out and become Miss Buchenwald. I hope you can do that.
My hopes and dreams, yes.
And apparently the lights have had enough of Joe, or he just clapped. So that is our cue.
I'll clap them on when we're done.
Yep. Thank you guys for listening and watching. We will see you, hear you, listen to you next week. If you like us, tough one, if you hate us,
tell no one.